Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
Ooh. Yes, girl.
Yeah.
So I had a very interesting day yesterday. I was at our Runway Expo Fall Edition show yesterday. That finally happened.
Okay.
It was very successful.
Good.
I think everybody really enjoyed themselves. But for me, unfortunately, it all was taking place during a time period that I could not in real time be present at the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service.
Mm.
So as soon as I got home, I mean, just as quick as I could, I went back because I knew that they would have it where you could go back and watch it. I went through the Rumble TV app and was able to pull that up and watch it from beginning to end.
I did watch it live. I've been watching my grandbaby all weekend, and so I was able to watch it live. And she's little. She's 6 months old, and she's doing this thing right now where she wants to have her hands in my hair and like pull it out.
Oh no.
To go to sleep, and I hadn't been letting her do it, but I didn't want to get up. I wanted to watch the memorial service, so I just took my hair down and let her pull half my hair out. But I just boo-hooed through the whole thing. And
oh, gosh.
I kind of had a lot of feelings about it.
I had so many feelings.
I had a lot of feelings. I had some mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to talk about it, you know?
Yeah. You know, it started out, and I'm probably going to cry a lot, so y'all are just going to have to deal with it, and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
They started it out as kind of a praise and worship-y kind of situation.
Yes.
Girl, I was sitting there singing them songs, like, I belong there, you know, that's not who I am.
I think that it's kind of, it becomes kind of ingrained in your soul.
Yeah. I'm like, I know the words to all these songs. I can sit here and sing this. And I did that.
That kind of shocked you, I bet.
It did. It made me have feelings. It made me have a lot of feelings because... I do believe in God. I don't believe in God the same way people in East Texas believe in God. Okay?
Yeah.
So when I say I'm not a Christian, maybe it's just that I'm not an East Texas Christian. Or maybe it's that I'm not that kind of Christian. Because the service that I watched yesterday for 5 hours or however long it was, that was not... It wasn't spiritual manipulation.
Right.
To the way that I've been seeing it done at funerals that I've been to. That was real and heart-wrenching and meaningful. That was people that truly believed what they were saying. And saying things with sincerity.
Yeah.
And saying things that mattered. Maybe it's just I'm not into, like, spiritual manipulation and that type of thing. So I had a whole nervous breakdown about that on top of what it was actually about, which was Charlie Kirk. And so...
That was a whole entire worship service.
It was.
That was.
And I was...
But see, okay. This is where... You know, when we talked about it, and I think it's okay to say on here that I've had my own spiritual shakeups, especially lately, where I started having some things that I had to question and start making decisions about where my faith lands, and I never stopped having faith. I think that my questions have been, what was my faith in?
Yeah.
And, like, was my faith in the church that I belonged to? Was my faith in one certain teacher? Was it in so-and-so's translation of how this should be? Because I have a feeling that a lot of people have treated religion as a country club, and I've used that term with you, but yeah, it's been treated like this is the church that I belong to, and there's so many churches there. This is the only church that basically it's I don't get that.
Too, you have to act like this, you have to be like this, you have to wear this, you have to do this. One of our listeners brought to my attention my foul language. That's who I am. That's how I talk. My grandparents were in the Navy. They practically raised me. I use sentence enhancers a lot. And my granddaddy liked to mix them up and throw cuss words in words in places where they didn't really belong. That's how I was raised. That's how I talk.
Yeah.
And if I have something that I'm really trying to emphasize, I'm going to enhance that sentence. And I'm going to cuss about it. I don't think that makes me a bad person, but it was brought to my attention.
Well, you know, I've always believed God knows our intentions. God knows our heart. That's what He judges, is our intentions. Listen, if we all went along being judged by our actions, we're guilty of so much crap. But God looks beyond the action, and He looks at the intentions. He looks at your heart. And that's what I've always believed. I've always believed that.
The comment was made about last week when we were talking about Charlie Kirk. Because I was saying, like, be fucking kind. Have a fucking respectful conversation. Like, yes, I cussed about it, but it, I didn't have bad intention behind it.
Right.
So I just wanted to clarify that for our listeners.
Well, first of all, our listeners also see what the rating is on this before they click play.
Yeah. I mark it explicit whether we say anything explicit or not.
Yeah. So you always have that opportunity of making the decision to not click play. And that is at your own discretion if you decide to hit play. So if it is offensive. I mean, we've already made jokes about how Google or AI had already described our podcast by saying, if curse words offend you, this may not be the podcast for you to listen to, basically. I mean, the honest truth is, the older I get, the more that comes out of my own mouth. And maybe I don't use that language all the time, but it does come out. It does. And the honest truth is, it comes out of most of us. That's truthful. It does. I remember the first time that I actually cursed in front of my children. It was an accident. Like, I just flat out cursed in front of my children, and it was just like, I don't even know where that came from. I didn't even mean to say that word, and it just kind of come out of my mouth, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking it, and it just come out of my mouth.
My grandparents were both in the Navy, and then my granny was a Yankee, and they talked different up in the Midwest, in Minnesota anyway. And as much as, you know, I've said, my household that I was raised in was very Christian conservative, but we still all cussed.
Yeah.
Even my mama cussed. So cussing is just part of who I am, like it or lump it at home.
Well, I don't think that anybody should be going around pointing fingers right now, especially when something is hitting so close to home to you.
Yeah.
And when something is so, what is the words I'm looking for? When something is tearing at your heartstrings so hard as this has been.
Yeah.
For so many people, for so many of us. You know, I think the reason why so many Americans have been impacted. That's the word I'm looking for. The reason why so many have been impacted by this death, by this murder, let's call it what it is because of the fact that it's almost like this was the best of us. This was somebody that you could listen to and respect 100% no matter what side you stood on. This is somebody that loved his country.
Yeah.
He was a true patriot. And for a lot of us, especially as we get older in age, it's really hurting, like, my heart to see how many people have lost that patriotism. How many people are in this country. They are United States citizens, and they are not of this country. They're in it, but they're not of it. They do not care anything about it.
Do you remember Do you remember September the 12th, 2001?
September 12th, 2001. Go ahead.
After the World Trade Center came down.
Yes.
The amount of patriotism in this country shot up a bazillion percent.
Oh, 100.
Where did those people go? Where did that energy go?
So fast, too. It was so fast. And so fast.
And I think a lot of it has to do with quote-unquote politics and shit we were dragged into that was not what the bottom line was, and it went away. But I just remember feeling like September the 12th, 2001, man, I'm proud to be an American.
Everybody came together.
Everybody came together. There wasn't racism. There wasn't tearing shit up. Everybody was trying to put our country back together.
Yeah.
And that was only 25 years ago. And 25 years ago, we were committed and patriotic, and this world and this country has gone to shit in 25 years.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
That's a lot to take in. I mean, when you really think about that, for those who were alive, that were there as part of it, that were there witnessing it, did you feel helpless? Like, I remember feeling so helpless because we were so far away from the areas that were hit, but well, it still felt so personal at the same time.
I remember being grateful that we were far away from the areas being hit. But I remember watching all of it on TV and being like, damn, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But then certain things happened that just politicized it in a way that moved the country in a wrong direction.
Yeah.
And I'll just let everybody can use their Google machine and just look up what those things were. I don't feel like we need to spell it out. I mean, maybe we should spell it out because history, you know, history's not being taught the way it happened. Mm-mm. History's not being taught by people that were there.
No, history is actually being changed, and you can't change history. That's the sad thing about it, is history is being rewritten in not factual ways in a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's not taught in our schools correctly, that's for sure.
Mm-mm.
I think some of that can change because of the awakening that's happening now. But, you know, and I would love to tell you that somebody like Charlie Kirk, seeing everything that's going on right now, seeing how so many people are, like, they're having their own awakening right now. I would love to tell you this is going to be a long withstanding thing, that this is not something that's going to just disappear like that, but that's going to have to take some effort on all of our parts. You know, we have for so long stayed like, okay, we as on a conservative side have stayed, we fight silently.
Yeah, we've kept our mouth shut, we've stayed in our lane, you know, and
we're not the loudest in the rooms most of the time.
Yeah, and you know, the comparison's been made over some of like George Floyd happened. I won't go into all of it because it's up for debate, whatever. I don't think it's up for debate, but some people do. So George Floyd died. They destroyed Minneapolis and St. Paul. Destroyed it. Caused millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in damages to small businesses, to mom and pop shops, to the whole state of Minnesota went into a shit show over one guy. Okay, Charlie Kirk died. You know what conservatives did? Came together.
They came together, they did.
We didn't tear anything up. We didn't burn anything down. We didn't loot the Nike store.
Did
nothing.
You see,
and
I was going to show you this. I had this pulled up on my phone
while you're
I wanted to
looking
show
that
you
up,
this.
I want to make this point too. Is there was some people on TikTok and social media that's bitching about all the trash that was left behind at the Charlie Kirk thing. There were people picking that trash up. There was a dumpster sitting there waiting. That wasn't trash that was just thrown down and left there. They brought people in to clean it up. Yeah. Or there were people there of their own volition to clean it up. We don't tear shit up in the conservative side.
Did you see this?
I did see that.
Mm-hmm. That's Cadillac Ranch.
I did see that. That's amazing.
Yeah, somebody went. It took them all night long. They stayed up all night long painting all of the cars at Cadillac Ranch in memory of Charlie. I thought that was really a good gesture.
There's been so many, and the difference between people who are conservative and people who are just straight destructive is people that are more conservative, and like I've said before that I'm liberal in my conservatism, we don't tear shit up. We don't tear people down. We don't break things. We don't loot. We don't steal. But it's not causing damage across the country. And all these liberals that want to be the loudest person and big bad whatever, how is stealing from the Nike store helping your cause?
No.
How is breaking in to all these little mom and pop stores and burning them down, how is that making your side look good?
No, it's destroying your own communities too.
Why would you do that?
Those people that own their own small businesses too, that...
If something like that happened to me in my small business, I don't know what I would do. That would kill me.
Yeah.
Because I put my heart and soul into this business. And for somebody to just, I'm mad at the government, I'm going to go burn that business down?
That has nothing to do with
that. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, whether you like me and my politics or not,
No, they weren't burning down buildings of people of different politics than them.
No, they're burning down their own people's shit.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, maybe there will be some common sense to be had after this.
A movement has to start somewhere. And there cannot be a movement without a beginning. And I hate that this is the beginning, but I can see that this has potential to be a movement to awaken a lot of people of the stupidity.
Yes.
Whether somebody wants to believe in God or not, this is still an awakening towards your own patriotism. This is still an awakening to how you've been lied to all this time, if you've been following the wrong side of politics. Because guess what? You cannot turn on the television news without them. Listen, they say just enough kernels of truth that sometimes you can't catch the lie when the lie is coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
And I heard so many lies because whenever you watch a lot of, if they are a true bipartisan news source, they're going to tell both sides, and you're having to hear the damn lies in there too, and you know
that. I'm unhappy with some conservative news sources as well. I'm of the opinion of let the investigation go through to completion.
Yeah.
And then tell me about it.
Yeah.
I don't need to know the details. I don't need to know. It doesn't concern me. It's not my business. There's no reason for anybody to come out and tell me the particulars of what happened. When it's over, when it's at trial, tell me everything. But there are so many people that are coming out of the woodwork of, I have proof of this, and I have proof of that, and I have proof of this other thing. Cool. Send it to the FBI and let it be investigated. Instead of you opening your big fat mouth.
Yeah.
Because what if you're the reason that the investigation's ruined and this guy gets off? Because you put something out there that was pertinent, but now we can't use it. Now we can't use that information because you put it out there. So I'm not going to be the one that puts something stupid out that messes up the investigation.
Yeah.
And while, you know, and I've said how I feel about, I'm not a Christian, but I am real heavy into patriotism. And I can get behind that.
Yeah. Do you know the part of that whole entire service that I think really caught everybody in the gut was when Erica, whenever she stood there and said, "I forgive you."
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something that kind of struck me also, is they had that big bulletproof thing for everybody to stand in. Okay, first of all, you know about the designated survivor?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Designated survivor is like if the president, the vice president, speaker of the house, like there's a succession, there's always one person that's left behind.
Yeah.
There's a TV show called Designated Survivor, and that's what it's about. That if something happens to all the previous people, that's the person that's left in charge. Who was a designated survivor? Because the entire cabinet was there. Everybody was there in the open, first of all. And then they had that bulletproof thing standing there for like the president and the vice president and Erica and like all the important speakers to stand behind. The amount of time that they spent not standing behind that.
Yes, I did notice that.
And, you know, and I'm fixing to cry when I tell you this, too. There's been a lot of criticism of Erica Kirk showing some pictures and things that she's shown. And I remember talking to my mother about this years ago, because she was there when the JFK assassination and all that happened. Like, she could tell you where she was at and all that stuff. But one of the things that really struck my mother was Jackie Kennedy said, "Let them see what they've done. Let them see what they have done." And that's why we have the pictures of JFK's body. And that's why we have some of the stuff that we've had for years that was not classified. Because let them see what they've done.
Mm, that's pretty powerful.
And to me, the way Erica Kirk has, everything is, I don't want to say orchestrated because it's not orchestrated, but everything she's done has been done with intention, and it is let them see what they have done.
Yeah, I can see that.
And that is fucking powerful.
I was talking to Jerry about it today because I don't think that he got to watch the whole thing. He ended up having to go to work and all that. But I was telling him about it, you know, and I told him I got kind of a little bit defensive and in my feelings about one part of it, and that was when President Trump got up to speak. I kind of got a little bit angry at him.
I loved what he had to say. Go ahead and finish and then I'll tell you why.
Okay. I loved that he was talking about patriotism. I loved that he talked politics. That part didn't bother me because that is what Charlie loved to speak about. It was very fitting.
Mm-hmm.
But when he started talking about how she was saying that she forgave, and he said that he doesn't forgive his enemies. He hates his enemies. When he said that, it bothered me because of the fact that I feel like there was a time and a place, and I did not feel like that was appropriate.
See, you and I had an opposite reaction about that. I love that he said that. Because that's how I feel.
He
got up there, and he was... That is how
he
felt.
He was honest. Yeah.
It was a real human emotion. Name a president in the past 50 years that's got on stage somewhere and had a real human emotion about something.
Okay, you're right. You're right about that. You're right.
It was a real knee-jerk reaction, and this is how I feel, and fuck you if you don't like it. And I loved it. And I love that he said it.
It kind of bothered me because I felt like he could have said that at a different time, not there.
He could, but...
I just felt like it took away from the message. I feel like the reason why Erica shared that, because she could have given forgiveness in her heart and never brought it up to anybody else. She could have done that. She made the decision to say that in front of every one of us, and that's what made it powerful for her to say that.
Yeah.
Was because of the fact that was the message she was trying to portray, because that is what Charlie Kirk would want. Anybody who followed him at all knows that's what he would want. And so that's why I felt like he could have kept that to himself until a later time.
He could have kept it to himself at a for a later time, but I also felt like it was very honest and real.
Yeah.
And for the president of the United States to stand there and hug a widow, can you imagine?
No.
Any president, it doesn't, not even talking about Donald J. Trump, name a president that has stood beside a widow at a funeral and hugged them and meant it and whispered words of encouragement to her. Not another one has done it, ever. And so, like Donald Trump, don't like him, I don't care. That's my president.
No, he's my president, too. There's, yeah.
So, yeah, he might have said something that was offline with the message, but it was real.
And I'm sure that she more than likely already knew that, because he probably had already voiced that to her.
Oh, I'm sure. Every second of that 4-hour service was very curated. It was very organized. There wasn't any big lulls. The lulls that there was filled with a music or a something, or a, it was filled with something. But it was very curated. I think, I don't want to say scripted, but I think it was
gone organized. Over.
It was organized, and I think Erica knew everything that was going to be said. Because
I'm sure
not
that
be...
she had to approve of everything. Yeah. But you can never listen. It does not matter if you already know what's going to be said by President Trump, because he's still going to say what he wants to say. Yeah. And that's true. Anybody who has paid any attention knows that's true.
There was when
he does not have a filter.
Don Jr. got up and spoke, and he was very jokey. At first, I was kind of like.
But it was also fitting because they were
friends.
But
it was fitting because they were friends.
They were
friends.
And,
you know, he did his Donald Trump impression, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it hit. And, like, but it...
Can I tell you another part of it that just really, like, at first I kept saying, because she kept looking up. She kept looking up, and I kept thinking, is she looking at the people that are in the top of the stand, or is she looking at the sky? I mean, what is she looking at? Is she looking at those people? Because she just kept looking up, and it took me until the very end to realize she was looking up at Charlie's picture. She was talking to him the entire time. Mm-hmm. I know I was not the one who noticed that. The only one, I mean.
No, I saw it too.
Yeah, that was him she was looking at, because they had his pictures right up there at the very top. And I just was like, it just broke my heart even more. I cannot imagine the shoes that she's standing in right now. Like, what?
I think she's handling it.
And did you
way...
you heard that he's about to get the is that today or Thursday?
It's not
today. I think it's Thursday that they're supposed to be presenting the Medal of Freedom to Charlie, to his memory. To, I guess it'll be to Erica. But he fought so hard. He did. He fought so hard, campaigning and all of that, to wake America up to what is happening to this nation.
Yep.
He fought harder than anybody I know.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why
he did it
was
with
friends.
Kindness in his heart. He did it with a steady voice. He did it without raising his voice.
I did learn something yesterday that I was not aware of. I did not know that he was the one who brought the idea to President Trump about J.D. Vance being his running mate.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that. I had no idea. And that was one of the things that got brought up, was that Charlie Kirk called President Trump and told him, this man right here is the one that you need to pick.
Mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok today that said J.D. Vance should pick Erica Kirk as his running mate. And I thought, whew, that'd be a powerful ticket right there.
Yeah. I think time will tell if that's the direction that she would want to go, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to say right now what direction she's going to go in, because she was always behind the scenes. She's not the one that had her face out there that was speaking her truths and her voice. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like she's about to pick up that trail.
Yep.
To what extent? I have no idea. I can't wait to find out.
Oh, I think we're going to find out, and we're going to find out quite fast and in a hurry and in a big way. And I think what they're doing at Turning Point USA is world-changing, not just this country, world-changing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. There are so many countries right now that
Did you see the march in London?
Yes, I saw that. I saw what was taking place in South Korea. And I know that there's other places, but, like, that was, to me, that is powerful in itself, too. You know, even before that, before this assassination happened, the fact that other countries, whenever the tariffs started actually taking place, whenever implementing the things that were promised started, you know, going into effect, all these other nations that were coming forward, having their own rallies saying, we support President Trump, we are MAGA, and all this. There are countries all over this world that are 100% on board with what is happening in our nation right now, and they're supporting us. However they can, just by giving voice to, we support you, you know?
Yeah.
That is crazy that it's not on all the national news networks, so that all these people cannot have their eyes open. And why are they supporting this? What is he? He's a fascist, and he's a... all these words that they like to use. Yeah,
I don't know. I think, you know, I saw right before we started recording that they gave Jimmy Kimmel his show back. I'm not going to watch that. I mean, I don't really care because I don't watch that anyway.
And
but
the deal is, his ratings might temporarily go up because of all this publicity. Because any kind of publicity is good publicity. Yeah.
Well, I'll say this again. Freedom of speech is for everyone.
Yep.
Freedom of speech, whether you agree or disagree or you're indifferent, freedom of speech is for everyone.
Yep. Agreed.
But there are consequences to those freedoms.
Yeah.
So...
And the truth is, after all this dies down, his numbers, his ratings are going to go back exactly where they were, because this will die down to a point, and a lot of those people that were not watching him before are going to not watch him again.
Well, and, you know, I think it's so funny, and it's been brought out, you know, what he had to say when Roseanne was canceled because of a comment that she made that was similar in nature to what he did. He ripped her a new asshole all over social media.
Yep.
What a piece of shit she is. How she deserves to never work in Hollywood again. Like, all that stuff. And you turned around and you did the same thing.
What is that Omar lady's name?
Ilhan Omar. Yes. That married her brother.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they're trying.
That's so good.
She should be deported.
Jeez, this is just insane. But the comments that she was making, even, I'm just like, I do not understand how, listen, you could take any snippet of anything that any of us have ever said in our life and twist it to make us horrible people, because we've all uttered words that if you take it in just that one tiny little sentence.
I know I've said stuff on this podcast that could be taken out of context.
Absolutely.
And used against me,
that's exactly what has happened with Charlie Kirk, because anybody who has ever listened to any of the stuff that he says, you cannot call him. That is the biggest lie of them all, I feel like, out of everything he's been accused of, is to call him racist, because he loved all people.
Yeah.
He loved all people. And
and for anybody to say that he had anything like hateful against gays or transgenders, also, that's also a lie.
100% a lie.
Because he was kind to those people. He let them say what they wanted to say. He countered with something kind.
He welcomed them to the conservative movement.
Yeah.
He welcomed them.
And how many of them went, okay, you're right, I agree with you.
Yeah.
How many videos have you seen, just short snippets on TikTok, of somebody going, you know what, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
See, and I never did really get into the watching the TikTok part of it, because remember, I was not even using TikTok back then. I always did watch the... I love to watch his as much as I could.
I have a very short attention span.
Uh-huh.
I can't do hours of something. I'm doing good to watch hours of a TV show.
Well, I kind of think, like, for me, it was kind of like watching a TV show.
Yeah.
To see that, because I resonated so much with the things that he said. And so it was something that I found enjoyable. And that's what I'm saying. When I had free time and I had my hands busy, but my mind could be paying attention to something else,
yeah.
that's what I would do was yeah. listen to his podcast. I would listen to his debates. I would listen to all these things. I made my boss listen to him sometimes whenever I was at work. She could have told me to shut that off. She never did. But, you know, it's like, I know I'm not the only one who did. Lots of people followed him for that reason, because it was something that I had so much respect for him, the way that he was able to debate, because I could not do that. Number one, I would lose my temper.
Oh, I would absolutely lose my
temper.
Number two,
I would not have the bank of knowledge in my brain that he had. He was so smart.
Yeah,
he
the people
had
that
so
got up
many
and
facts.
Spoke about how smart he was.
Stuck away in that brain of his that it was so impressive.
Yeah.
Like, I could never do that. I don't have that level of intelligence.
I have lots of facts stuck up in my brain, but they're all like 100% useless.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What was the number one song in 1984? I don't know. I can't tell you that, but like. I don't know. Like, I know useless stuff. I know song lyrics. I know, you know, I don't know anything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could not help but to have respect because of how intelligent this man was and how he was able to just write on the fly, retrieve these facts. He didn't have to grab his phone and Google something.
Mm-mm.
Like, he already had that knowledge right there. He was ready and prepared for anything that came his way,
mm-hmm.
and he addressed it with respect and kindness, but he addressed it truthfully.
Yeah.
You know, so many of us, if we don't know the facts, we hem-haw around it,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he was ready and prepared. That's crazy. He was mature beyond his years. That's for
sure. Absolutely.
Do you know, it took me until after his death to even put together, he was my youngest kid's age. I never even thought about how young he was when I started listening to him.
Yeah,
it never crossed my mind how young he was. He was mm-hmm. Sadie's age. And it, like, that's what I was telling Jerry. He was Sadie's age. Like, he was so wise beyond his years
mm-hmm.
that you could not help but to respect that. I mean, a lot of people have given name to him, called him Prophet. They've called him
yeah, and that's
a lot
where
of
I
things.
Go, mm.
I think it depends on what your definition of that is, that I think that could be a good name to use for him, depending on what you're trying to put into that word, you know?
Yeah.
But he definitely was a patriot, and I cannot think of another person that loves this country more than he did.
Yeah.
Including Donald Trump, I say
for
that.
Sure.
He absolutely had love for this country and the people of this country, even the people who disagreed with him.
Yeah.
And the fact that that's the people he chose to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go form rallies of people that agreed with him to stand up and speak to these people. He didn't do that. He chose to go places to talk directly to the people who disagreed with him and to have an open dialect.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
I could never do that.
Oh, I couldn't do it. Because I'd lose my temper, and I would be unkind.
And I think I talk in circles sometimes, and I don't mean to do that.
Yeah, I do that too. And sometimes when I feel strongly about something, I get emotional, and then I just cry. And then nobody listens to somebody that's crying, so.
Or if they do, it touches an emotion too hard with them, and they're just like, okay, I'm done, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I don't show my feelings very much, because I try not to have feelings, because I don't like them. I don't want to have feelings, so
see,
I try to just...
that's another way you and I are opposite. I have all of the feelings in the world, and it's so
hard to I have all the feelings, I just don't show them. Because that makes me weak.
I walked in today saying, I think I'm having a panic attack. There's just been so much. There's been so much happening lately in my own personal life. Stresses, and not only that, but just what's going on in our country as well. Because I cannot help but to not internalize those things because of the fact that I care. I care.
I care... When I care about something, I care very, 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 very deeply. And sometimes that manifests itself in ways that are not healthy.
Yeah.
And so I have to not externalize or really talk about some of the time how I really feel about something, because I will have a very big emotion about it and I don't have time for that. I don't have time for it. I don't want to have big emotions. I want to have little tiny, teeny emotions that I can put in a box.
Yeah.
That's what I want to have. Because I don't have time for big feelings. Big feelings, I feel too much. I don't want to feel.
Girl, I feel everything.
Girl, I feel it all. I just don't want to. And then I get, and then I shut down. Yeah. So, if you catch me, like, just in shutdown mode, just know that I've felt all the things and now I don't know what to do with it. And then I shut down.
Yeah. I hide.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I will hide in my little hidey hole at my own house and come up for air every once in a while. But I tend to do that when I'm really going through something. I will hermit myself and just shut myself away from the whole entire world until I know how to deal with what I'm feeling.
I spent the entire weekend in my pajamas. Did not come out of them. My daughter, like, would come home from work and be like, "Oh, you look so cute in your little strappy jammies." And then she would get up and get ready for work. She's like, "You're still in your jammies?" Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just not going to do clothes this weekend. We're just doing gym jams.
Oh, girl, I need a weekend in my pajamas. I need it so bad. I did not have a weekend this weekend. My boss did give me the day off today. She told me that she told me that I deserved a day off. And that's, I said, so, well, nice. So do you. And but she ended up still, like, I felt guilty taking the day, though. Oh, but yeah. I didn't feel too guilty to take it, though. I did take it. And it ended up turning out a good thing because I had a lot of things that I needed to deal with.
Well, since we did not last week ask anybody to send us an email because I was done and over it.
I know you guys can contact us though, and we love hearing from you. I actually just today had a personal response from a listener that I had no idea was actually listening to all of our episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And she had contacted me, but please send us what your thoughts are. We've said in the past you don't have to agree with us to send us your thoughts, but we do like to hear other people's thoughts, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. What were your experiences?
Yeah, we're doing a compilation of listener emails for our anniversary episode, so send them in, let us know.
What a ride this has been.
Wow, it's been almost a year of ups and downs and highs and lows and laughs and cries and...
Yeah, it has. It really has, yeah.
And I've loved every second of it.
Yeah, it's definitely been... This is a treasure this past year has been for me.
Me too, girl, because... You know, like we've said 1,000 times, we laid out rules of being honest and being authentic, and we're not going to be anything other than who we are.
I love when I can disagree with you. You know,
yeah,
the fact because that we're not going to judge each other for disagreeing. You know,
we had this whole conversation, and you said something, and I said, "Well, I disagree with you," and we had a conversation about it, and it was fine. We still love each other.
Oh my gosh. Everybody else needs to get on board with this concept.
I know, right? Like, I mean, what? Like, and I've said it before, the world would be a boring place if everybody agreed with everybody else. It'd be boring. There would be nothing to talk about. Like, everybody would agree about everything. There'd be nothing to say. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to agree. You can just be...
You don't have to agree, but you do need to be respectful.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree, but you do need to be kind.
And you can say cuss words and still be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You sure can, because I'll...
Well, guess what? You can email us at We're a Little Bit Dead.
And it's WERELILBITDEAD@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Send us whatever your thoughts are. You also can send us message through Messenger from our, we have a Facebook that you can send us message through Messenger. I know some of the podcasts that you guys listen to have comment sections. I'm not going to tell you that we always get those comments because sometimes
if you leave a if you leave a comment on Spotify, I get those through an app I have on my phone. I need to get you to download that app. But anyway, yeah, if you leave, for sure, if you comment on Spotify, I know how to get to that. I'm not sure about anything else. I need to look into it.
Yeah, so if you're leaving comments to us, please just shoot us an email. That is the best, quickest, easiest way to get to us. And we'll get back to you. And just always know that if you don't want your name to be shared or anything like that, we don't have to say your name, you know. We can, or we can if you'd like us to, you know, just that we leave that ball in your court. But we welcome anything that you guys have to say, and we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I think it's important, especially right now, that that we are having respectful conversations with one another and sharing opinions and sharing how we really feel about things. Just about patriotism, about, you know, like, this country's fixing to be 250 years old. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We're an infant.
We're a baby country. We're a baby country. But my grandmother knitted an Afghan that says 1776 and 1976.
Bicentennial.
A bicentennial. I think I'm going to pull that out. And
I had some bicentennial photos taken when I was a little girl.
Yeah, my mom has a bunch of stuff.
I would have been 3 years old.
I have the bicentennial whiskey bottles, the Jim Beam, the elephant, and the donkey ones.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I have lots of bicentennial stuff, but anyway, I think we've laughed and cried enough today, and you and I both have got to go home and do other stuff.
But thank y'all for joining us, and we will we'll be back again next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.